why the virgin birth? A lot of Christians supposedly are celebrating the birth of Jesus Christ. The emphasis is that the Messiah has been born. The virgin birth was a sign. That is the emphasis. The virgin birth was a sign. Therefore, the sign of the virgin birth was a gesture. What is a gesture? A gesture or motion of the hand or head. And we see that in Isaiah chapter 53 and verse 1, where he says, "Who will believe our report? And to whom is the hand of the Lord, the arm of the Lord, revealed?" What is the arm of the Lord? There was a gesture from God. There was a sign from God that offered something. If I hold something in my hand, I close my hand, and I stretch it forth, without me saying take, everybody knows if I do like this, it means take. Am I correct? That is if you are not blind. But if you are blind, no matter how I stretch forth, you will not see it. Therefore, even that sign was not for everybody. Because before that sign came forth, some people were blinded. That's why they could not see that sign, that gesture. For God so loved the world that he did what? He stretched forth his hand. He gave. It was a sign. And it was the offer for redemption of mankind. Not just the redemption of Israel, but for the whole world. Glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord. It's a sign. The virgin birth is a sign of the juncture of time. God telling the whole world, it is time now for grace. It is time for grace. Blessed be the name of the Lord. And what is grace? Listen. Grace is what was demonstrated with Mary. Grace is God, hallelujah, coming inside of you to be Christ-like, to produce Christ. Remember that Romans chapter 8 verse 29, it says we are predestinated to be conformed to the image of Jesus Christ. Amen. Notice what happened about the power of the spoken word. Peter said, we are born again, not with the corruptible seed, but what? But by the incorruptible seed of the word. I have tried to extract that statement that Apostle Peter spoke. And I noticed that before you can truly get born again, your Christian faith, the decision you make to give your life to Christ, is determined by the word you received. It is that word that you receive that Apostle John is saying that he that is born of God does not commit sin. He said, why? He said, for his seed remaineth in him, therefore he cannot sin. Which seed? The seed that produced you, that made you to be born again, is a seed of the word. If it is the unadulterated saving grace, the word of God that you receive, that broke down your heart, that made you to see the wretchedness of your life, that led you to give your life to Christ, he said that same seed remained in you, therefore you cannot enjoy living a life of sin. But if it is by the will of man, any condition push you to Christ, then you are born again by the corruptible. The word of man is corruptible. Any other situation that push you to Christ can be corrupted. But the seed of the word of God, if it is the one that has been planted in your soul, It germinates and brings forth life, Christ-like life. An angel of God came and delivered a word to a virgin womb. The angel of God came and spoke, and the word became flesh, and Mary produced Christ. God was using as a sign. Now I have given you the law. It could not keep you. You were dying every time. I have tried everything. Now I am going to save you by the power of the spoken word. That is the sign. Came and spoke. Mary believed. Let it be unto me according to thy word. And the word that was spoken became flesh. Amen. Amen. That is the meaning of grace. That is the meaning of grace. God, the words that he speaks, they are spirit and they are life. Hallelujah. Now, by his word, and his word is sharper than any two-edged sword. He's going to speak that word, and their hearts were pricked on the day of Pentecost. Those same words. And they begin to ask, men and brethren, what shall we do? That day, 3,000 souls at the word. At the word. At the word. At the word. And the word is not carried in a book. You don't carry it in a book. Where do you carry it? In your heart. Thy word have I hidden in my heart, that I might not sin against you. If that is the word that transformed you, then you will stay away from sin. You enjoy sin because the word of God is not in you. And it is what is in you that you display. If the word of God is in you, you will produce another Christ. You will become a Christian. Like Mary produced Christ. You will produce Christ anywhere you go. Blessed be the name of the Lord. What's the sign? The Lord has failed you. Now, Jesus said, come to me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, put your law away. Put the laws that you could not keep. Put it away. The handwriting of the ordinances that were written against you, put it away. Come to me. He said, for my yoke is easy. My burden is light and my yoke is easy. Come to me, all ye. Come to me. This is the junction of time. God is taking another move. This time now, it's in Christ Jesus. For the Bible said, Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. Christ is the end of the law for righteousness. Christ in you now. The hope of glory. Christ in you now. The hope of glory. Blessed be the name of the Lord. God was using that as a sign to tell the whole world that it is now time to fulfill all those shadows in the law. For everything, according to Apostle Paul in Colossians chapter 2, they are all a shadow of the things to come. That shadow, it was Christ that everything was foreshadowing. That's why he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father except by me. Before, blessed be the name of the Lord. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Before, you will go to the Father through sacrificial lamb, through the high priest that will now go and make intercessions for you, pleading blood on the mercy seat, entering the Holy of Holies where no man could enter. But now I am the way. Christ was now at another junction. The program has shifted from there now to Christ. That's why in Hebrews chapter 1, verses 1 and verse 2, he said, God, who in sundry times and diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. He has in these last days spoken unto us by who? By his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things. Now, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. He said, hear him. No more Moses. Moses told you about me. In Deuteronomy chapter 18, he said, the Lord your God shall raise up a prophet like unto me. That prophet, he is the one now. This is Jesus Christ fulfilling it. Oh, glory be to God. Blessed be the name of the Lord.
That's why Jesus Christ said, except you believe that I am He, then we all perish.
You all be perish. You are still holding on to Pharisees and Sadducees. You are still going to the synagogue on Saturday, Sabbath. You are still washing this, washing that, killing animal, bringing to two doves. You are still burning incenses. You are still having a holy of holies. When the veil that separated the presence of God from the sinners, from the congregation, was torn, unknown to them that Jesus Christ was that veil. Oh, somebody must understand this thing. Hallelujah. Church, we are traveling the right way. We are traveling the right way. That's why he says it's a sign to cause attraction to see this man. Who is this man? All the miracles Jesus Christ was performing was for continuation of the sign. After the virgin birth, he was performing miracles, signs and wonders, so that people's attraction will come and hear something. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. The glory of God, Shekinah glory, that was in the temple, Ezekiel saw it leaving. From that mount, through that mount, it left. And there is nowhere that it came back again. Until that day, by the riverside, when Jesus Christ was baptized by John the Baptist, that glory that departed came back, because the glory, Shekinah glory, is to dwell in the temple where God has chosen to place His name there. And for now, where did He choose to place His name? He chose a man and placed His name there. For God was in Christ Jesus, reconciling the world to Himself. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Therefore, the Shekinah glory that left the temple, and nobody knows where.